Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Want to welcome in our next guest, Doug Roberts, Director of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, former state treasurer. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Jack, I'm fine. Hello, Scott.
Just fine. I want to talk to you about the Michigan Political Leadership Program and starting to see the fruits of that in terms of candidates actually running for office.
Well, we did extremely well. The Michigan Political Leadership Program each year selects 24 individuals, 12 Republicans, 12 Democrats, done intentionally. This year we had almost 27 individuals running in the primaries, and after the primary, we have 17 of our graduates that are still in contention, and we are very proud of that record.
Well, that is a pretty good batting average. Tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind this group and how leadership is taught. A lot of people think that you either have it or you don't.
Well, if you have some sort of natural charisma, that helps, but not everybody has that. So we are trying to train individuals who are interested in running for political office. And we don't require it, but it certainly helps. We say to them when we're interviewing candidates, are you interested in running? Certainly if they say yes, that's a leg up on other candidates. This is a program which is 1 weekend a month for 10 months. I mean, it's a commitment, and we bring in some of the best people in the state to talk about not just policy, but to talk about things like if you're going to be speaking in public, what do you have to talk about? If you're going to have a staff, what are you looking for? If you're going to run a campaign, how do you go about running a campaign? We teach a lot of things you just don't get in, say, a normal undergraduate degree or a college credit. And as long as we have term limits, and I don't want to sit here and argue it, but as long as we have it, It's our philosophy that we need to train people to the best of our ability so that if they do run, they certainly have a leg up since they have so few years that they'll be in the legislature, they can be as well prepared as possible.
Doug, in terms of these 10 weekends, what's the most important thing you want people to come away with?
That it is a commitment. It is not just a commitment to show up for the weekends, but if you choose to run, it's a commitment. It is a full-time job, and that you can't go into this half-heartedly. There's a lot of work involved, the work is not just policy work, which is a fun thing. The work is constituency work. It's a commitment that you're making, and it's a commitment that not only you are making as an individual, but whether you like it or not, your family is making that commitment, and they need to be on board.
Does that surprise some of the applicants? Does it open a few eyes?
It does, because they like the idea of the limelight, but it's a lot of work to run and represent people. And so we're hoping that we give them the background necessary to do the best job they possibly can, again, in a bipartisan way. And one of the other things we try to do with this program is, because we do have 12 Republicans and 12 Democrats sitting in the same room, they can understand, they actually can talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And so in this class, they have to talk to each other. We're forcing, and if they end up getting elected and they're both serving at the same time, lo and behold, they know somebody on the other side of the aisle.
I was going to say, if they start talking to each other too much, they won't know what to do when they get to Lansing.
Well, we're hoping that maybe that will spread a little. Maybe they'll talk a little more.
In terms of the 24 who are selected, how competitive is this, Doug? How many people apply?
We've had as many as 100 apply. We always have something in the area of 70 to 75 apply. So, I mean, you're 1 in 3 going in of your chances. And so, I mean, people, it is very competitive.
And do you have people who apply and maybe they don't make the 24 in 2010, but they come back in 2011 and they're selected?
Yes, we do. And that is correct. We do have people who will come back and be selected at a later time. And so if you don't get selected right away, we certainly hope that you would get selected later. But this is a program which we are approaching now 500 graduates. Mm-hmm. And so we're very pleased with people that are serving. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out, and I was remiss in not pointing out sooner, if you choose not to run, to say, for the legislature, we have a number of people that have run for local office, say, mayors or townships. And so it's not just that the legislature is the one I thought of first, but I got to remember, we have a number of people who have run for other local office. And so, I mean, we try to train them as well. I mean, I will give you, hopefully, an example. I remember being at one of our meetings where we told a candidate, now, you are announcing for an office. We don't care which one. The candidate got up there and started talking, made a mistake, and said, I want to start over. And we all sat there a little quietly, and nothing happened for a while. The first lesson was there are no do-overs.
Very quickly, Doug, I would guess you have a lot of attorneys and business people involved in this. What is the most unusual occupation you've ever had someone apply for the political leadership program?
I can't answer that specifically because we do have people from all walks of life who apply, and so I'm not sure that I can say any one was more unusual. I will say this: an awful lot of people who apply have it obviously an interest in politics, or they wouldn't be applying, and so they come from all walks of life.
Okay, and they can access that information online, correct?
That is correct.
All right, we will talk a little bit more about that when we get back from break. Doug Roberts, director of the Institute of Public Policy and Social Research, former state treasurer, talking about the Michigan Political Leadership Program. Thanks very much, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, we will be back with Hour 2, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.